From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The fact that the seas are rising may not feel particularly urgent to everyone. Galen Troyer has an explanation for that. He's a researcher who studied how human psychology gets in the way when it comes to confronting sea level rise. He spoke with WLRN's Kate Stein.
As humans, we do a lot of learning through experience. And the challenge with sea level rise is we have not experienced it. In South Florida, despite a lot of good talk and good planning, there's been limited action to help make the future impacts of sea level rise present for the residents of South Florida. So it's not particularly present in their lives, and they have other issues that are very important. Affordable housing or housing affordability, even for the middle class. Transportation, which does intersect with sea level rise, but is not... It's not obvious that sea level rise is going to make transportation even worse. Those are the things that seem to motivate politicians more, and they motivate residents more.
So tell me about your research.
Kind of working off of that idea that experience is really important for learning and important for motivating people to even learn about sea level rise. We did a study of homeowners in South Florida where we put them online in an online simulation. And you click on the link, and the link says, for the next 20 minutes, imagine that you are yourself, but you're going to be accelerated into the future so that you can experience the impacts of sea level rise. And we had news articles and we had scientific reports that we created.
And these were things that you created as if they were in like future news reports, like a report from 2020 or something.
Yes. And what we found is that the thing that looks like it gets people engaged is a threat to themselves. Or a threat to something that really affects their identity. So individuals who care a lot about the environment or about the Everglades are definitely motivated to act on sea level rise. They're some of the most active individuals because they see that the Everglades is only a couple of feet above sea level and that environment will change very soon. And then in our research, for the people who weren't motivated by those kind of external issues, they were motivated by the cost, by making that connection that if they didn't deal with it, or if the society really, if as a society we didn't deal with sea level rise and we continued to invest in vulnerable real estate or build the city in ways that was vulnerable to sea level rise, it would mean higher taxes and it would mean a lower quality of life.
You studied for a while in the Netherlands. How does the thinking on sea level rise there compare to what you're seeing in South Florida?
In the Netherlands, they do not doubt that they need to do something about it. And that comes from their history of flooding and from the fact that they've been able to really control their environment. And that political unity just doesn't exist in South Florida. The other thing that they have is money. They have a dedicated fund, hundreds of euros per individual, that is dedicated to water management. And that means that they have a bunch of money that they can spend. Interestingly, in South Florida, we have a mechanism for doing this in the South Florida Water Management District. It has taxing authority, but there hasn't been a political will to raise rates or to use that taxing mechanism as a way to really invest in the community.
So you work in Connecticut now, but you did live in Miami when you were doing this research on how hard it can be to get people to think about sea level rise or take action on it. Was that experience depressing?
I think working in climate can be depressing, but you have to get over it, honestly. And I think you have to have a sense of humor about it.
Galen Troyer is a sea level rise researcher at the University of Connecticut. He spoke with WLRN's Kate Stein. This interview was produced as part of the Invading Sea Project, a collaboration among WLRN, the Miami Herald, the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and the Palm Beach Post. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.